El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
Hey, welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Every night here to 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Visit us online at philhendryshow.com, and you can get a backstage pass to watch the show tonight, listen to our thousands of hours of archived material, listen to our podcast, lots more. Also, if you are interested in getting some fun stuff, some Phil Hendry memorabilia, there's a Phil Hendry fan in the family that particularly is crazy, and they just got to have something. We've got our Teds of Beverly Hills hoodies that are the big hit of the season. We have our Bobby Dooley keychains, which are quite smashing. And I don't know where my coffee cup went, but we have our Phil Hendry Show coffee mugs. We've got our hats, T-shirts. It's all over there at our shop at philhendryshow.com. So check that out. All right. So John Edwards is the senator, as you know, from North Carolina, former senator from North Carolina. Who is now on trial in one of the most sordid endings to any political career. You know that this man was caught cheating on his wife, a woman who was dying of cancer. You know that this man was, during all of this, involved in a run for the presidency of the United States. And now he is being accused of, tapping into his campaign funds to pay for this extramarital affair. We're going to have Dr. Jim Sadler on, who is a behaviorist from San Diego, to talk with us about that in just a moment. From Greensboro, North Carolina, though, after years of investigation, denials, and delays, jury selection has begun for the criminal trial of former presidential candidate John Edwards. Jurors filed into a Greensboro, North Carolina courtroom, the courtroom of U.S. District Judge Catherine C. Eagles. They asked Edwards to stand and face them. He grinned and he nodded as the judge introduced him. I don't know whether that's an editorial comment or not from AP. The trial had been scheduled to begin in late January, but was delayed after Edwards' lawyers told the judge he had a serious heart problem that required treatment. Compared with the quick, smiling candidate of 4 years ago, the former U.S. senator, now 58, appeared slightly gaunt in the cheeks, but still had no trace of gray in his carefully parted hair. Let's get on the line here. Dr. Jim Sadler from San Diego tonight. We have another line there to the... Dr. Sadler, how are you?
Good evening, Phil.
And are you familiar with the story?
I am very familiar with the story. Very familiar.
And are you... have you got just a quick knee-jerk opinion?
I think that what happened was very unfortunate. But I think that when you look at John Edwards tapping into the campaign money, you're really looking at a man who is attempting some compassion toward his wife. And I think we're missing this.
And how are you saying... So John Edwards, if that's what he did...
That's correct. We don't know. But... I think it's pretty evident that he obviously was having an affair. He was paying for that affair with money, and it looks like it was money from the campaign. I don't know, but they always say a man is innocent until proven guilty. I have never really been comfortable with that. If I know someone's guilty, I want to say it.
Now, in a court of law, though.
In a court of law is a court of law, but people who are always telling me, oh, you shouldn't say that, it's innocent until proven guilty, I always say to them, yes, you're right, it is innocent until proven guilty if you don't know what you're talking about, but I know what I'm talking about, and John Edwards is obviously guilty, but I think there is extenuating circumstances.
And the extenuating circumstances in your mind is that his wife was dying of cancer, so he dare not take money from his personal accounts.
That is correct, because if he's taking money from the personal accounts and his wife finds out that he's doing that, it is a shock to her, a humiliation to her. It is obviously something that he wanted to avoid. And so instead, he took it from the campaign. I know there's a lot of well-meaning people, Phil, that
Absolutely. I mean, there were donors. There were people that believed in his run for the presidency. There were people that believed in him personally.
I understand that there are many people, there are many victims in a situation like this. But, again, keep in mind what John Edwards was trying to do. There's an awful lot of people who call him all these names. I was listening, you know, you had a man on talking about the radio and the TV shows. I was hearing this John Edwards being castigated and characterized, and even my own nephew uses this term douchebag, if you've heard this.
And, yes, I have.
Well, he's using this word. He says John Edwards is a douchebag over and over. And I said it's a very, very dangerous thing to judge a man.
We're talking to Dr. Jim Sadler of San Diego about the John Edwards trial, which has commenced in Greensboro, North Carolina. He is accused of using campaign monies for personal relationship, this affair, extramarital, with Riel Hunter. Let's talk now, Dr. Sadler, if we could, about this idea that he's being compassionate by not using, because when I look at this...
Well, you're thinking it would have been smarter to use his personal money.
Absolutely, because he's not going to be running afoul of the law. He wouldn't be running afoul of the law. He would be using money that was his.
Right, but he's not running afoul of the law. But he's using money that his own wife and his own family use. In other words, the personal money. Excuse me for a minute, Bill.
You need a drink of water?
Just a sip of Coca-Cola. Would you get me something else? Because that was horrible. I'm sorry, Phil, but I took a sip out of a can of... I shouldn't say the product name, should I?
Well, then probably not.
Well... You saying I shouldn't?
I would not.
Well, I'm going to do it anyway because it was Diet Coke and it tasted terrible.
Then why would you ask me?
Well, I don't know. I did want to say the name and I did. John Edwards, Phil, used campaign money that was illegal. But it was either that or he used his household money.
And if he uses the household money, it is a shock to Elizabeth. But she already knows that he's had affairs.
She had breast cancer. She was dying. If he told her, by the way, on top of everything else that you're dealing with, I'm having an affair.
Well, he wouldn't say that.
Well, he would if he was using the money, because she's going to come to him. If you remember Elizabeth Edwards, she was a lovely woman, but she was obviously a woman that there's no question she, you know, I don't know how to say this, but she ran that house. I think she ran him. And the only excuse that he could have would be that he was afraid of her. But I don't think that that was it. I think he did it to spare her.
All right, we're talking with Dr. Jim Sadler here tonight on the Phil Henry Show about the John Edwards trial and why he would use campaign money and not his own money to conduct this affair with Riel Hunter. He probably felt that he had a real good, I don't know, that his tracks were covered, you know?
Well, yeah, when they always say follow the money, you mean?
Yeah, because he had this guy, Andrew Young, who is a friend of his.
Right.
And he was somebody that the money was being funneled through, and I believe he was also using him to... So Edwards obviously felt he had this thing covered.
I think he did, and I think he had I think he did have it covered. I think John Edwards, in attempting to protect his wife, Elizabeth, from what was going on, I think he was singled out by the tabloid press. He was chased down, and he was eventually harassed to the point where this affair came out. Through it all, I think he tried to do his very best to protect all people concerned.
And well, one way to protect all people concerned would be not to be involved in the affair in the first place.
I think that you're probably right, but I think that... I don't think that it's... I don't think you're going to get anybody to disagree with you that Elizabeth Edwards was... She was very ill. John Edwards was looking toward down the road a little bit, and she, Elizabeth Edwards, at her age, had obviously put on weight and so forth. So he was looking down the road. He was looking at an end game, if you will. It's like swinging from one vine to the next.
Well, I mean, you're telling me that the man, while his wife is dying, is looking ahead to who's going to be in my bed next?
No, I don't think he said that at all. I'm just saying it was a natural thing. Again, he was protecting Elizabeth by taking money from the...
By stealing money, if this is what he did.
We don't know if he stole.
Well, if he did take, he was stealing.
Right. Taking the money, he was protecting Elizabeth from finding out about an affair he was having that he was engaged in so he could look down the road and have something to come home to. See what I'm saying?
No, I don't, but I see what you're saying, but I don't agree, and I think it's a little hardcore. You know,
well, it may be hardcore, but
no, it's, you know, to say, well, I better get something going here because my wife is going to be dead soon. And besides, I'm protecting her from the reality of the affair that I'm having by taking money from the campaign. I don't know, man. Lay that on a jury and their heads will be swimming. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. Phil Henry Show here. John Edwards. Did he do right by taking money from the campaign rather than his own personal money, thus protecting his wife Elizabeth from finding out about the affair? Or should he have stuck to using his own personal money and not the public, about the campaign money that people had donated, believing in his campaign? 877-876-7445. World famous Phil Henry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Henry Show.
Welcome back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Dr. Jim Sadler joins us, psychologist, behaviorist from San Diego, as we talk about the John Edwards trial. John Edwards, the former senator from North Carolina, accused of misappropriating funds from his campaign and using those funds for to support an affair that he was having, a personal romantic entanglement that he was having with this Riel Hunter. While his wife, Elizabeth, was dying of cancer. Now, Dr. Sadler, you're saying it's preferable for a man, or at least in John Edwards' case, was preferable for him to take the money from the campaign rather than his own personal funds. This is what's got him, though, in front of this judge and jury.
Of course, Phil. There is the risk of being caught, and there's the risk of being sent to prison for a very long time. But it's either that, or your wife finds out, a woman who already has cancer, and by finding out that you're having an affair, and she has nothing left to live for, is going to act in a very rash way.
And what do you mean a rash way? What do you mean? Because I thought you were talking about sparing her feelings.
Well, there is that. But in my own instance, I'm currently married now, but in my wife before I met Amber, who is my wife now, my wife was a woman with a very serious drinking problem. And I had embarked upon this relationship with my current wife because, I'm not looking to get any sympathy or anything, but I was very lonely. I was very lonely as I was involved in a marriage, a very unsatisfying marriage, with a woman who had a vicious drinking problem. And so I did everything that I could to keep her from finding out, including using monies from my business account as opposed to monies from my personal accounts that my wife would discover. I essentially embezzled from my own company, and I got into a lot of trouble for it.
You were using money from your own company for personal reasons.
That is correct, yeah.
Why was it embezzlement?
I put it down as capital expense, and I got a suspended sentence and probation, but I had to make the money's good. But
and the reason why you were embezzling from your own, because you have partners?
Well, I did. I had two other limited partners, but it was my own company. I'm embezzling from myself. But understand, why did I do that? I did that because I was frightened if I used money from my own personal account, my wife would find out I was having an affair with a girl much younger than her, and I have to be honest with you, much way better looking, and she would then then nothing would be holding her back. And then her brother would be around, fooling with the brakes or whatever.
Her brother?
Yes. Her brother, I caught him at least once under my car, on his back under my car. And I said, what were you doing? His name is Ron. He said that he thought he detected some oil. And I said, I don't think so. This is the first time I ever saw him working on my... Turned out later, I had it confirmed by my mechanic. He was trying to find the hydraulic line to let the fluid out of my brakes.
Good God. Did you have him... did you call the police?
No, because my wife's brother was the chief of police.
Where was this?
Small town now, just out to the... I can't really talk about it, but it was a town out here. I don't want to mention it. But the point that I'm trying to make here, I'm sorry.
Let's take a phone call, okay?
Yeah.
877-876-PHIL. We're talking to we're talking to Jim Sadler about the John Edwards case. Let's go to Clara in Bellflower, California. Here is Clara on the Phil Henry Show. Clara, how are you doing this evening?
Hi, Phil. I'm doing very, very well, and I wanted to speak with your guest. Is it Dr. Sadler?
Yes, Jim Sadler.
Dr. Sadler, my name is Clara, and I am the wife of a minister.
Yes, ma'am.
And my husband has a congregation of some 3,000 people, but he has time for every one of them, their failings, their faults, and so forth.
Yes, ma'am. I'm not very religious.
All right, you don't have to be religious, but I'm listening to your story about your wife's brother fooling with the hydraulics.
Yes.
And you said that your wife at the time was going to probably do something violent to you.
Well, she had this idiot brother, and I say idiot brother not because he really was clinically an idiot. I don't know if...
We don't use those words anymore, do we? I mean, you're the doctor.
Yes, thank you. I am the doctor, and I do use those words anymore.
Why do I feel this hostility here, Dr. Sadler?
Why do you feel this? There's no hostility.
Well, you said to Mr. Henry, you said, I will use the word idiot.
Because her brother was an idiot. He was one of these imbeciles that you see from time to time.
All right.
And I had every reason to fear my wife because the only thing that this imbecile brother of hers could do was work on cars. And he would come around from time to time and fix our cars.
Okay. And you say you found him under your car, and that was unusual.
It was unusual for him to be under my car because I drove a Roadster. It was an old-school Jaguar Roadster, and no one touches that car except me. So when I found this brother of hers, who it really has the IQ of a 9-year-old, under my car, I chased him out of there.
And when you say you chased him out of there, what'd you do?
Well, I just said, get out of here. I took a rag or a coat. The way you would chase an idiot.
Boy, I'm having a hard time here, Dr. Sadler, you know.
What are you having a hard time?
I am too, Phil.
What are you having a hard time with?
You know, you're chasing the idiot brother away from the car.
Well, what do you want? You want me to lie?
I think you have a problem, sir, and here's your problem. You lack any spiritual compassion.
Oh, brother.
No, not oh brother, oh God. And God needs to be in your life, sir. Ma'am, God doesn't need to be in my life. A good...
All right, hang on, because I heard we had to dump him. Thank you very much, ma'am, for your call. 877...
Yeah, you said a good piece.
I just dumped him saying a good piece. God, we'll be back. Back here, the world-famous Phil Henry Show, and we have Dr. Jim Sadler on the line with us as we continue talking to him about the John Edwards case. Today, jury selection began in North Carolina. John Edwards on trial, accused of having essentially stolen money from his own campaign fund to bankroll his affair with Riel Hunter. And on the line with me is Dr. Sadler. As we talk about this from a psychological point of view, you say it was better he took the money from the, from his campaign fund than take it from the wife, because who knows what the wife's going to do.
Well, that is my read on this woman, Elizabeth Edwards. I know, God rest her soul. But when you, she's a very strong woman, and I feel that this is what most likely this man was afraid of, that he was afraid that had he been found out by his wife that he was taking money from the household accounts, from his own personal account, that she might be capable of doing things to him that would not be pleasant. And
how do we, this sounds to me as if a little bit of this is being run through your own experience. And for people that...
Well, there's no question, Phil.
For people, just a second, doctor, for people who didn't hear, Dr. Sadler, your first wife was an alcoholic who you dare not tell you were having an affair. You didn't want her to find out because you were afraid of what she could do.
That is what her brother, what the brother would do.
At her behest.
I'm sorry?
At her behest.
I heard you.
At her behest, at her urging?
Yes, at her, you said behest. I apologize, Phil, I had a very bad line. At her urging, her behest, yes. I was afraid that she would get this poor young imbecile she had for a brother, Stan.
Now, you said his name was Ron?
It was Ron. It was Stan. He was a man who responded, and this is the tragedy. He would respond. I called him Calvin. I called him Stan. I called him Dr. Fishbein at one point. I said, Dr. Fishbein, and he would respond to that.
Well, that's a very, very sad situation.
Right. But it's sad until you find one of them under your car fooling with the brake line. Then it's not sad anymore. Then you've got to get out of there. And I ran. I literally ran to the arms of the woman that I'd fallen in love with, Amber. And
I know that the star-crossed worlds of lovers having affairs, marriage, what have you. These are all, there's a story to be told for everyone. What you're telling me. Sounds like a good old-fashioned affair. You're afraid your wife was going to get angry.
Yeah, angry, and she sends Calvin under my car. That's what you don't understand. And
was this young man, this poor, unfortunate young man of your...
He was my brother-in-law.
Your brother-in-law. Was this young man being criminally used by your wife?
I have a documentation that Calvin, a.k.a. Dr. Fishbein.
What was this man's name? What was his real name?
I don't know. I called him all of these names. She called him Stan. She called him Ron.
Was it Ron? That was the first name you used.
It was Ron some days.
You don't even know what his name was.
I knew him. I knew my wife's maiden name was Davis.
But I don't know. We're getting way off point here, Phil. All I'm trying to tell you is that I was frightened of her, and I'm sure that that Edwards was afraid of his wife and what she might do if she found out that he had this skinny blonde. Okay, because my wife was the same. I have a woman in my life now who's 30 years younger than me. She's blonde. She is beautiful. She's got that, you know, the slender figure. If my wife had gotten that middle age, the whole thing, plus with her drinking. So you can imagine a woman who drinks heavily. She's got the brother that she sends around from time to time to fool around with the brakes. I gotta chase him out of there. And
why didn't you call the police?
Police for what?
When you found this brother fooling around with the brakes. All right, tell you what. Let's take a phone call. Our number.
I'm not gonna call. I just got done telling you that her father was the chief of police
in the little town in San Diego that you don't want to tell me about.
Well, Phil, I'm not making it up.
No, I understand. I don't think you are. But there's an awful lot of cloak and dagger here. 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. Talking to Dr. Jim Sadler here. It's a roundabout conversation we're having here concerning his marriage and John Edwards' marriage. I don't mean to laugh, but let's go over here to Roy. Hi, Roy. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Dr. Jim Sadler.
Oh, hey, Phil, how are you? It's Roy Bisbee. And Dr. Sadler, I'm listening to the conversation tonight, and I'm afraid that I am with Mr. Henry on a couple of things. For you, your marriage, I don't know, number one, if there's any relevancy to the current situation with John Edwards.
And why do you say that, sir?
Because John Edwards, his wife was dying. He's very public. And anything that he does is going to be made very public. Anything, any move that he makes financially,
good point,
is going to be made public. So if he's taking money from his own campaign coffers, regardless of how much he fears his wife, as you say that he did, I don't know what it is that Elizabeth Edwards is going to do to him that is any worse than a federal prison stretch.
I can answer that question for you.
And I would like you to answer that question, and I'd like you to answer one other question. How it is a doctor in the 21st century gets away with referring to someone with developmental disabilities, mental disabilities, gets away with referring to them still as clinical imbecile or idiot? I'd like you to explain that.
Well, I can take the first, you know, like they used to say in the old game shows, Phil, I can take the first part, second, or the...
Well, let's answer the question first about what it is that he feared from Elizabeth Edwards.
What did he fear from Elizabeth Edwards? I don't know the gentleman. Your name is what, sir?
My name is Roy Bisbee.
Roy, what John Edwards feared from Elizabeth Edwards, I can't tell you. Only John Edwards would know that in his heart of hearts. But when you look at Elizabeth Edwards, when she was here, she was a formidable woman.
You're saying formidable?
Yes, sir, thank you. A formidable woman who I would not be comfortable, you know, as the saying goes, I wouldn't be comfortable tucking an ace around her, you know.
I don't know. What are you saying?
Tucking an ace. It's like a card term.
Well, no, I don't mean it as a card term. When I say tucking an ace is an old drag queen expression. When you tuck an ace, you are essentially hiding your...
You're talking about...
What do you... I don't understand.
You've never heard of tucking an ace.
In cards? I've never even heard it called tucking an ace. I've heard it, you know, burying an ace.
Well, yes, that's another term, burying an ace. But I mean...
You're talking about drag queens?
When a drag queen takes his... When a male dancer takes his genitalia and tucks it between, you know...
Okay.
It's called, in the parlance, it's called burying the ace.
Okay.
Well, so I wouldn't do that around Elizabeth Edwards.
What woman would you...
Oh, my God.
What do you mean, oh, my God?
What woman would you do that around?
Are you not following me?
No, I'm not following you. Are you, Roy?
No, I don't understand. I think this band is full of a lot of double talk, and here's why I say that.
Okay, I'm not full of double talk. No, I am not. I've lived this.
And when you say you've lived this, what do you mean?
I buried an ace one night to get away from this woman. I had to hide from her in a nightclub.
You buried an ace. You
are you saying you had to dress up as a drag?
This is a traumatic... Okay, go ahead and have your laugh.
Well, I agree with Mr. Henry that your story is very far-fetched, and I don't even believe it now.
You don't have to believe it. I'm the one that lived it. I don't care whether you believe it or not. But I had to, in the parlance of the profession, bury an ace one night in South Miami Beach to get away from my wife, who was threatening to kill me. And I can tell you that that's not funny at all.
I don't think it is funny. But the scenario that you are telling me about...
You know, we are way, way off the topic. The topic is John Edwards.
Right, okay, but you're telling me about your life, how it somehow is reflective of what John Edwards is going through and what it is that he has to deal with. You're dressing up as a drag queen to get away from your wife in Miami Beach one night. She tried to kill you.
Now, where did she try to kill you, sir?
Who are you? Are you the host?
No, sir, I'm the caller.
But I'm not talking to you.
Well, you know what? I'd like you to talk to him. He's my caller.
What is your question?
Where did you... I simply wanted to know, sir, what happened that you had to hide from her.
She flew into Miami and caught me and Amber, who is my present wife, at the Clevelander Hotel bar. All right? She threw a tantrum. Amber took off one way. I took off the other way. She followed me.
Which is makes sense.
Well, yeah, it makes sense. I got into a nightclub as the old joint that was run by What's-Her-Face. Who's the one? You know, the one that thinks she can sing and she can't. Who is it?
I don't know.
The one that with the Miami Sound Machine?
Gloria Estefan.
Right. I tucked into her club, and that's when I buried the ace. I put it between my legs. I stripped. I didn't know what else to do.
I've heard some fairy tales.
Whatever, sir. It's nice talking to you, too.
I've heard some fairy tales, but that one is asinine. Good night, Mr. Henry.
Good night, sir.
And you know what? Same to you, sir. You have no idea what I...
It's a story that I don't even believe. 877-876-PHIL. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back as we talk to Dr. Jim Sadler. And regardless of what he had to deal with his wife... buried the ace. The fact of the matter is, this nut, and I say nut John Edwards, stole from his own campaign. Dr. Sadler has said, better that than steal from the household accounts and your wife finds out. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
You want to go laugh? You can't. Go ahead and laugh at me.
Phil, Dr. Jim Sadler with us, our final segment of the program here tonight. And as we talk about John Edwards, Dr. Sadler, and the fix that he's got himself in, a once promising political career. He was a senator. He had a political career. He was a successful attorney. And all of a sudden, this has everything is crashing down around him. He's looking at the possibility of a prison sentence. What went wrong?
I think what went wrong is the fact that he was married to a woman that was, it was a difficult, she had cancer. He didn't know what to do. He was in the throes of one of the most powerful moments of his life. He was running for president of the United States. And had he become president of the United States, he would be the most powerful man in the world. He was on a fast track, and he was married to a woman who was obviously very sick and would not appreciate the fact that he wanted to go out and spread his wings. And so if you're Elizabeth Edwards, if you're the woman that I think she is, or was, God rest her soul, I think they would have found John Edwards face down in his own swimming pool. And I mean that.
And oh, okay. So now you're engaging in speculation about John Edwards being murdered, and that's why he stole from his campaign and not from her. All right.
Well, Phil, again, I lived this. And
you told me a story that, yeah, you lived it, burying an ace and hiding from your wife in Miami Beach. It's a very tough story to believe.
It may very well be a tough story to believe if you are prejudiced in favor of a woman who will sick a dangerous brother on you if she finds out that you're finally spreading your wings and living for the first time in your life, and she decides to sick a brother who has the mind of a five-year-old but the ability with an automobile of Andy Granatelli. That's what I had. That's what I lived with. I had an alcoholic wife and a brother-in-law with the mind of a five-year-old and the mechanical ability of a NASA engineer. You know, you can't even imagine.
All right, 877... No, I can't. You're right, sir. 877-876-PHIL. Now that you put it that way, no, I cannot. 877-876-7445. Samantha, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Hi, I just wanted to say that I think that we're pretty lucky that John Edwards isn't, you know, in the presidential seat and then having to face this mess.
That's a good point. That's a good point that he was not elected president, you mean?
Yes, exactly. He wasn't elected.
Right.
So now we don't have to live with, you know, this, you know, Clinton did the same kind of thing. You know, he had an affair and, you know, the public was shamed because of his indiscretions, as it were.
But you know, Samantha, this is Dr. Sadler. John Edwards, is that his name?
John Edwards.
Yeah.
Well, who did you just talk about? Who did you talk about, miss?
I was thinking of John Edwards.
You just mentioned somebody else.
She mentioned Bill Clinton.
Oh, okay. John Edwards was, of course, going to have to be elected. And you're lucky that people were smart enough not to elect him. But still, he's sitting there facing what he's facing. The possibility, had his wife lived, that he would be murdered if she found out about it.
Murdered. Here's a
That's
woman who has died.
Far-fetched, as far as I'm concerned, because...
Yeah, here's a woman. This woman is dead. Elizabeth Edwards has passed on.
Are you telling me you wouldn't kill him? You wouldn't kill him.
Elizabeth Edwards is dead.
Is
she can't defend herself.
No.
You can't
murder is not
saying
that
anything
legal.
Bad. All right, well, let me tell you from my own experience. It happened to me.
I've been listening to the show. I've heard about your experience, actually. I've been listening to the show for the past hour.
Can I ask you? Oh, so, well, I can tell from what
if
you're saying you don't believe me.
If you cheated on me, and let's just pretend for an instant that my husband was in a high arena, and we were different than we are now. And
a high arena?
He is, like higher than we're like middle class.
What are you talking? Like a basketball arena? Oh, you're talking about lifestyle.
No, I mean like if we were in like a
McNichols arena,
you know, class.
Not McNichols.
As far as people go.
Higher class.
I see. All right. Well, you mean you're low class?
One second that we were in a higher class than we are now. And my husband cheated on me. And there was some issue about that. I don't think in my most angrily state of mind that I would have been murdered. I think that is a far fetched.
Well, you're not that type of woman. You're not that kind of woman. But there are some women... What if you had, can I ask you a question, Samantha? I don't think you would either, but what if you had a brother whose mind was a simple mind, and he did everything you told him to do? And all you'd have to say would be, Jerry, or whatever your brother's name is, Jerry, go get so-and-so. And he would strangle the life out of him for you.
Well,
Well, what are you talking about? Yeah, what are you talking about?
I'm asking a lady, Phil, not you. I'm asking Samantha if she had a brother.
It sounds like, and I'm not even in that, like, kind of, you know, I don't have friends who behave that way. I don't know.
No, like, no, no, not friends, really a brother. If you had a brother that you took care
my
of your whole life, was mine
too smart to,
Well, what if your brother had a mind like a five-year-old, but could squeeze the life out of someone?
What? Are you listening to this? Are you listening to this guy?
I'm listening.
I don't see what's so funny about it.
What I think is ridiculous is you're asking this lady,
Mr. Henry, if this woman was able to control her brother and direct him to strangle the life out of someone, she'd have
Here's my answer to that.
No, I don't like being laughed at.
I, as a woman, would not ask my brother to do that because I happen to know that that is the wrong thing to do.
Wouldn't? But what if he did anything you'd ask him to do?
I don't. Well, no, I don't. I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't do that to my brother. I don't care
You're talking about using another. Yeah. You're talking about using another human being.
His own what? I just got excited. His own what?